producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What'd you say?
Who says I wasn't?
7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli. Go ahead, Roberta. I'm here!
I'm here!
I'm here! Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer has gone back to Las Vegas. She had such a great time over Thanksgiving.
What is with her in Vegas?
Well,
I think she's got a second gig going on there.
Maybe she's got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think she's making money.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all right. Nothing wrong with
dealing.
Working girl?
Oh, you mean?
No, I think she's like a car dealer.
Taking care of business.
Yeah.
Every way. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so.
She talks a big game, but she's too chicken.
We have, I'm trying to piece together all of the things that are sort of tumbling in regarding what Donald Trump said about Muslims, and then what we do about understanding what the Muslim contributions are, and then understanding the difference in ages. I saw something after Trump made his statement about, he actually, for those of you who didn't hear, he's called for a complete shutdown on allowing Muslims to come into our country.
Until...
Everybody's
playing the cut,
right.
And then they don't finish it.
Right.
They say until our politicians can get a handle on what's going on.
Right. So with people not taking the whole quote into context, but even on the surface,
right,
what it does is create this, because people don't look beyond what's superficial and what is on the surface. So, you know, you can try to analyze the impact. I'm not weary, I'm wary. There's a difference between being weary and wary. I guess I'm weary of all of it because it's been going on for so long.
It's an E.
But, yeah, I know. There's an E in weary, and there's an A in
exactly.
Wary. There's this whole business. Yeah, the vowel changes a lot of the nuance of the word. We have a suspicion that's justified for many reasons here of people from these traditions, but how do we, as the tradition of America is to welcome everybody in, and the younger people, and I would bring Kara in on this, I know she's near a microphone or not, Richie, but Kara Schillen is a technologist and somebody who's at the controls oftentimes during this program. She's in her early to mid 20s, I forget, 23, okay. So, when I recoil to a point because I want to see some change. I mean, really dramatic, drastic change that won't come from what I perceive to be the philosophies of most of the major players who are running for the presidency. Now, the last time around, you can say, well, did you vote for Obama last night? Because he represented something that was drastically different than what was going on. You know what? I didn't, because I never felt he was sincere. I'm pretty good, after having been on the radio for as long as I have and talked to as many people as I have on the air, I'm a pretty good judge of what people say, how they say it, what they look like, and just the whole thing, I can pretty much figure people out. So then people would say to me, well, Trump's a big phony. He's a grandstander. Yeah, he is. But the other side of that is the things that he's talking about strike a chord with most people, no matter what their age. So here's what Trump is doing by focusing on these sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
He's blowing whatever interest there is in him from the millennials. And so I look at this, the people who are younger, the 95 million millennials of which Kara is one, see the same problems that most of us see, and want to change them and are active in doing this. But when they you know, you go into the in-depth of Trump or some of the other people that have things that are non-traditional. They have observations, they have recommendations, they have ideas. It gets to a point, okay, yep, we want to see this change. But when things like this are said, whether we get the whole quote, Richie, or the whole text of it or not,
yeah.
Somebody like Kara, who is interested in, she's very knowledgeable because she worked on a program like this, but I think she's intellectually curious anyway and would probably look into a lot of this stuff no matter what her job was. She represents burnout. Is that a good way of putting it, Kara, do you think? Do you represent burnout when it comes to a lot of this discussion of the Muslims in our country?
You just mean being tired of talking about it?
Well, no, tired of hearing the generalizations. Are these values, maybe I should ask it this way, of all the candidates that are now presenting themselves, who do you and your friends most think represents their thinking? If you have a collective, not all of your friends have to think the same as you do, but you probably have a group of friends like I do who politically agree with my point of view.
Yeah, I do. I mean, and at this point, I haven't decided. I'm not a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only there's only a few options for me to choose from, and I don't know if I've decided which one is the best fit as of yet. But when it comes to this conversation, I mean, I went to a very big university, a lot of international students, a lot of different people there. So it's just, I don't know, hearing this conversation, I think the most important thing to me is it's okay for Americans to be scared, but I feel like people are forgetting that there are Muslims also being killed by ISIS. So this whole idea of not letting any, you know, like having a travel ban on Muslims, they're the ones who are also being attacked. So it's, you know, they're innocent in this situation too. So it's just frustrating to see such a huge generalization of people. I just think it's going to have a very bad outcome.
Okay. That's kind of what I wanted to get. Whether we all agree or disagree, we know where America came from, and you hear a lot of people saying that, but then there are a lot of folks who are concerned that we have not done a good job, and we haven't done a good job of monitoring people. But there are as many crazy Christians, frankly, as there are crazy Muslims, and as many crazy Jews as there are. I mean, look at how it's metered in different parts of the world. We just don't see it firsthand because we're not there. What we see is what's going on here, and San Bernardino has changed more so than anything else that's happened along these lines. And so we forget about the fact that a lot of these things, a lot of the shoot 'em ups, have not been at the hands of Muslims or people with names that were Muslim or looked like Muslims. And so, you know, it was
but the ones that weren't done in the name of religion.
No,
either.
That's what I think you're.
And then the other thing we have to remember here is that this woman was here on a visa. That's this program has to be looked at, and I think this is where I give Trump a tiny slice of credibility with this statement, in that she was here on basically a marriage visa.
Fiancé visa, that's how she came to the
visa.
Country. Yeah.
And I will tell you, being connected to the Latino community, my wife being a Colombian, the people really know how to work this we're getting married thing, and I get a citizenship. And
there are a lot of Brazilians.
And this could be a very dangerous pathway into the country. Yep. And I agree with Trump on that part of getting
into
the
country. But it should be everybody. The Chinese who are coming here to do that. All the people that are coming here to do what you've described.
When it comes to that, I think they do need to shut that program down. And I do think they need to take a closer look at it until we know what's going on. Because I think it's a way for people to get around.
But it isn't just Muslim
country.
It's a lot of just the program in general.
It's the Latinos as well.
All of them.
It's everybody.
Yeah.
It's the Russians. It's everything.
Yeah. No, let's stop all of the immigration period until we get a handle on all of it. What do we need? We don't need to let these people into the country. So don't let them in the country.
No, I'm never going to do that because, Ken said yesterday on the Statue of Liberty, says, you know, everybody gets a ticket upon strike. Mm. You're in.
You know, and you talk about more surveillance, Doug, but, you know, there was a whole uproar about the surveillance that the TSA was doing and that Homeland Security was doing. Remember the backlash on surveillance? So, I mean, what's like talking out of both sides of your mouth here? On
you
one hand.
I am?
No, I'm saying in general.
Yes. All right, we'll take this.
But, you know, people people want surveillance, and then people say, oh, no, no, too much big government, too much surveillance. So what's the answer?
That's a very good point as well. 16 past the hour. We'll continue this conversation on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Akeem Novak is with us, an authority on interpersonal connection. His first two books, Infectious and Power Speaking, have become essential leadership development tools with a lot of big companies in our country. The point of the book, Akeem, as I read it, is we need to get past the distractions that get in the way of us enjoying life, a la the news media. Can we live our life and know what's going on without the news media?
Good morning, Doug. First of all, I here's the deal. You know, we live in such a distracted time, and I heard the last segment that you heard, and we want to pay attention to what's going on in the world, but at the same time, when you go home and you meet you're with your loved ones, mm-hmm. how do you switch to experience something that's good?
Right.
And that's good in the world without carrying all that constant banter into every moment that you have in your life.
The Moment is the name of Akeem's new book, mm-hmm. and the reason that I wanted to have him here is because you know how I am. I hope I'm not childish, but I think I'm childlike.
Childlike is awesome, Doug. Yeah. I support you in that.
Well, but there are the things that we need to kind of keep focusing on in a Pollyanna-ish way that pop up all around us every day, but we don't seem to be able to wrap ourselves around it. And so children who are affected by what the adults are thinking and how they're living are the ones who would be the greatest beneficiaries of what you're suggesting.
Well, the beauty of children is that they don't have a story about everything already in their brain
right.
when they meet a situation. So their curiosity about the world is truly amazing and infectious. And the older we get, the more stories we carry about what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. But I want to bring you all back to the moment where we have a sense of wonder about the world and at the same time have the wisdom about good and bad and the things we don't want and the things that we do want.
Mm-hmm. But is there a general consensus on what those things are?
Well, you're talking about personal values, and they differ between people. But, you know, I think of myself as a citizen of the world, no matter where you want, and I'm not talking where you are, I'm not talking about extremists now, but most people want to experience love.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know what that feels like. That's especially important in the holidays. So I would say for every listener, in the midst of all the chatter that's going on, pay attention to it, but find those moments where you feel love for people in your life, where you feel love for a stranger that you're sitting next to in a coffee shop, where you feel love for somebody who's getting gasoline while you're getting gasoline in your car. That's what sustains us, and that's larger than all of the other chatter.
I'm reminded of that song, I Want to Know What Love Is. The book is called The Moment. I wanted to call it to your attention. Go to Influence, INFLUENS.com, to figure out more about Akeem's Moment.
In my life, there's been heartache. Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not 3 times. 3 days in the living room. Three, I'm gonna feel only
three.
Oh, 24 after the hour almost on Good Day, Roberta and Richie and Kenny and I have the contest to beat all contests, the My Three Songs contest, or We Three Songs. I think I'm going to probably stick with that for a while because I kind of like the way it sounds. We Three Songs.
We should hit this quickly because Ken says it's hard.
Well, it is if you're not smart. If you're smart, it's not hard at all, Rich. 888-302-3684. You will win a Mannheim Steamroller gift pack, copy of the new Mannheim Steamroller CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040 Live, and a canister of Mannheim Steamroller's Cinnamon Hot Chocolate Mix. All right, or are we doing the HD thing?
They have a cocoa mix?
Yeah, they do. You know, I've never tasted
that. Oh, yeah, no, it's good stuff.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the great things that makes this sell, as a matter of fact.
And you will also be qualified to win our HP Wi-Fi 5540 printer with 3 months of free ink. And we give that away on Friday.
Free ink. All right,
but
so here we go.
I can't enter it, right?
No.
You cannot.
888. Wah, wah, wah. Never get anything free. Wah, wah, wah. 800-302-3684. First song, Eddie Money and Ronnie Spector. What a great combination. This is Everybody Loves Christmas, a big hit from 2002. Second hit for the two of them, following the hit Take Me Home Tonight, which was a very interesting video, in fact. So, released in the mid-90s, didn't gain popularity until it was reissued 6 or 7 years later. Everybody Loves Christmas. Where have you seen or heard this before?
No, I haven't. It's great.
But that's a clue to what these are all about, these three connected. All right, so that's first song, Eddie Money, Ronnie Spector, Everybody Loves Christmas. Where'd you hear that first? Next one is Brenda Russell and Howard Hewitt doing a song called Christmas Will Return, 1994. Brenda's father, one of the original Ink Spots. Howard was the former lead singer for Shalimar. This is a song, again, you may remember it from only one venue. 888 303-230-2386-84. I don't remember this song.
This next song is a big clue.
Okay. Next song, final song in our three, Martin Short doing North Pole, North Pole.
Summertime blue.
Got any idea?
Really? 888-302-3684. Everybody Loves Christmas. Eddie Money and Ronnie Spector. You're going to be playing that in the background, Richie. If you
sure,
want
I can do that.
It's cool. Christmas will return by Brenda Russell and Howard Hewitt. We can forget about that. And North Pole, North Pole by Martin Short. Kind of a fun thing. So these three songs all have something in common, obviously. That's why they're in the contest. You got to figure out what it is. Let's see here. We're going to go to Don quickly first. Hi, Don. What do you think the connection is?
Well, perhaps duets of Christmas music with Santa Claus.
Well, there's a hint there. Becky in Westover, what do you think the connection is?
Are they all from the Santa Claus movies?
The answer is yes.
With Tim Allen?
Yeah. There you go. Good
wow.
For you. That was out of left field. Good for you, Becky. Hold on a second.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in the city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get him used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 68 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books for 7 million children in over 780 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Listeners on both sides of the fence, 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is here with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. Program brought to you in part by the folks at Buffalo Wild Wings. This year, avoid the holiday hassle. Give the gift of wall-to-wall sports action, famous wings, and countless taps with a B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in the store or online. Even easier to please the sports fan in your life. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly, though, Roberto, will you?
I don't drink.
So, I was like in the... I left my... somehow or other, I dropped my flip phone in the yard at the farm and subsequently ran over it with a bulldozer. So
how did it hold up?
I was on the bulldozer loading it onto the truck to move it from one farm to the other. And the phone rang, and it was Donald. So I had a feeling I had to talk to him. So I thought I'd put it back in my pocket. I have on one of those hoodies, lightweight hoodie. And so I thought a second in my pocket. But apparently I didn't. So I put the bulldozer on the truck, and then I chained it down and drove to the other farm. And I took the bulldozer off, and I couldn't find my phone. I'm looking around for it, and damn, I spent a lot of time looking for it. Sneaker, one of the guys who works for me, gave me his cell phone, and we walked around all. You know how you do?
Yeah, you call it and you try to
call it,
yeah,
and you can't find it. And I never found the thing. So I went to the store last night to get the phone, to take one of the other flip phones that I had, put it back into service, as it were. And the kids, they're so funny. They're all Kara's age.
Mm-hmm.
And I come strolling in with my flip phone. And, you know, they have their own, they're laughing. Look at this guy. He's got his old flip phone. So they transfer all of this stuff. And so there's a code. And the code has about 7 or 8 numbers on it. And the guy gives me the code and says, here, let's check this. I wrote it down. Read me back the numbers. So I read the numbers back to him. And he looked at me and he said, are you a radio announcer? And I'm in my farm duds, and I have my hat on that says Beasley Farmers. I said, why would you ask that? He said, well, I've heard that voice before, and it sounds to me like you are a radio person. Anyway, even if I hadn't heard the voice before, I would say you sound like a radio guy because of the way you read that number. So I looked at him and I said, well, you're close. Yeah, because I never want to get into that. Whenever you go, whenever there's a party, whenever with people, I always tell them that I'm a farmer. I never tell them that I'm a broadcaster. And people say, well, why aren't you proud of it? Yeah, I am. But it always gets that eyebrow raised from somebody, or they want to talk about, or if you're in, they want to know if you're political or what your politics are. Yeah. They think all talk shows
all of a sudden
are political.
Politics.
And then you get into that, and I just, you know, I don't want to. But it was funny the way he looked at me. Are you a radio announcer?
Was it the Provia number? Is that why you read it?
I'm not. No, it wasn't the number for Provia. Okay, so speaking of whose number we have, Donald Trump and this whole business is really what the discussion is today. And I'm trying to get off my chest what I have on my chest, what's on my mind. And all of us have sort of a different perspective on what we ought to do. Is there a lighter side to this? There are a couple of things. Kenny has sent me a Facebook posting from someone who really is... Kenny would normally do the Facebook stuff, but I wanted to do this myself because I think that it has such value. And I would do it on the heels of something that's a little bit lighter because of all of the focus on the Muslims and what we're going to do with them. Do you remember when the joke was floating around about the Muslims and what their impact was and the warning from certain Muslim sections of the world that if the U.S. continued to mess around in Middle Eastern politics and to get involved in hotspots in the Middle East, that they would cut our supply of managers for the Motel 6 and 7-Eleven. Remember that joke when it went around? Don't you remember that?
I remember, yeah.
Don't you remember that? And if that doesn't work, cab drivers, nobody can, we'll shut off everybody who works at customer service at AOL, AT&T, and Dell. Don't you remember? That was an attempt to add some levity, let's say it again, Doug, levity to the situation. So the silly stuff... At that point in time, and this is a year or so ago, I guess, when this, for maybe longer than that, maybe it was a couple of years ago when we first heard that and laughed about, okay, yeah. But then you get into this serious stuff, and nobody has a sense of humor anymore when it comes to this. And is that because of San Bernardino? Yeah, maybe in part. Is it because of what's going on in the Middle East? Yeah, in part. Is it because of the refugees spreading all over the place from Syria? Yep, in part. All of those things have come into question because Muslims are new. Muslims are different. Muslims, and on the face, that doesn't mean that they're bad. They're just different. But in some people's mind, many people who don't like change, they don't want things different. They have their life. They get up in the morning. They have their routine. They go to work. They come home. They do their whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And they live their lives in this routine. So whenever anything comes into their lives that shakes them up, they don't like it. And, I mean, that's really the story here in part. But then there's this danger. I mean, the world is a dangerous place now, unfortunately. Or maybe better put, it's more dangerous, it would seem, than it used to be. Now, can you say that these people are more dangerous than the Nazis? No. But do we have more information about them and what they do? Yes.
And the Nazis never came here.
No, the Nazis never came here. Well, they were off the coast, and there were Nazis who were in our country spying, and there were traitors, and there were people that
they weren't walking
in
the conference room.
No.
No. Okay. Now comes this, this is a lady named Zanub Rizvi. Is that the correct pronunciation, Kenny? Zanub
Rizvi.
Okay. Yeah, it could be. Exactly. So we have a number of Facebook posts. And so there are a couple of things from Facebook which I think are worth talking about. I'm going to read this post, and you can think about it and comment if you wish on your own, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Several people have asked me, this lady writes, to explain Islam. So here goes. There's quite a bit of overlap between Islam and Christianity. The God we worship is the same as the Christian and Jewish God. We have several different names for God, Allah being the most prevalent. Almost all of the prophets are the same: Adam, Noah, Jacob, Joseph, Solomon, Moses, and Jesus, all in the Quran. The stories share a lot of similarities with their Islamic counterparts, with key differences here and there. One of the biggest differences, stories about Jesus. We believe he was a prophet. Muslims believe Muhammad was the last of the prophets, born a couple of hundred years after Jesus. Muhammad's teachings show us how to live responsibly as good people. We're taught to love our families and neighbors, to treat everybody with dignity. And by everybody, I mean everyone, regardless of religion, class, sex, or race. Family is extremely important. We're encouraged to cherish our spouses, to shower our children with affection. Disrespecting your parents and severing ties with blood relatives are considered grave offenses. Islam has a huge emphasis on charity. We're required to give 2.5% of our salary, 20% of our savings to those in need, unless you're financially unable to do that. There are also rules governing day-to-day life, for example, daily prayers and abstaining from alcohol. We're encouraged to be educated, and many Muslims pursue higher education. A lot of women cover their heads, and a lot of men cover their faces by growing beards. Of course, some Muslims are more religious than others, just like some Christians attend church every Sunday and some only show up at Christmas. I call it the C&E crowd, Christmas and Easter crowd. My Pakistani parents taught me to respect and learn about other religions. I have many childhood memories of religious debates with relatives. We talk about other denominations in Islam or Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism, Hinduism, and so forth. Questions were always encouraged, and above all, we were taught to be tolerant and respectful. So there's a story that's more poignant to perhaps what this lady has said, the experience that someone had in a circumstance where maybe given what we are facing in our country, there might have been a different approach taken by the police. The story of an accident making a left-hand turn, getting rear-ended outside of Atlanta. The police responded, paramedics responded. They were white males. This lady says that my daughter and I and my mother-in-law were in the car on our way to a religious gathering. I was in a Pakistani suit. My mother-in-law had a full Islamic headscarf. Obvious we're Muslims. First policeman to arrive asks if we're okay. I tell him my mother-in-law has neck pain. I open the car door. He sees my mother-in-law in a habib. He says, "I don't want to be disrespectful, ma'am. Is it okay if I check your neck?" And then he turns to the driver and says, "I don't want to be disrespectful." He was worried he might offend us. I translate for my mother-in-law. She lifts her scarf so the policeman can check her neck. Paramedics arrived several minutes later. We're equally gentle. I was pleasantly surprised with the cultural sensitivity, courtesy shown by everybody, especially being where we were in Atlanta, the Deep South. I just thought that with all the hate being spread in the news, I would share something nice about the police. I thought that was a good story. And I think they are both very instructive. You can do with the information what you will. I find that in my own experience, what I know from not only my religious teachings, as most of you know, I'm not a religious. I don't believe in commercial industrial religion, but I do believe very strongly in God, a superior power, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it. And so when I see these sorts of things, it does bring me back around to understanding what when I did grow up in this environment, and I went to Sunday school, I went to Monday Bible classes when I was a kid after school. I grew up and was very active in my church until I went to college, and even in college I was very active in a church, mostly because of the singing. But when I got out of college, I just kind of looked around and said, you know what, there's nothing in this, I don't feel enhanced by spending my time in church. If I were to sing all the time, maybe I would, because I think that was what did it for me. Anyway, what I did learn were things that this woman wrote about. I do remember studying the Quran. Mostly, though, we had the Torah because there were a lot of Jewish people in our town and still are. And so we were taught to understand what they thought, what their religious traditions were. And I see nothing wrong with understanding how other people think. It's not any different than trying to understand how a hardcore Republican thinks and a hardcore Democrat thinks, or somebody who may have a hardcore black or Chinese person who's very wrapped up in their own culture. When I say hardcore, I'm talking about them being wrapped up in their culture. Because, I mean, the Italians, we talk about, Kenny said yesterday, look at the Statue of Liberty. Do you realize, Roberta, you come from an Italian family that was very nuclear. Everybody lived together. And they all, you know, we didn't, I don't know whether we understood, there was certainly a lot of prejudice aimed at Italians and the Irish when they first came here. It was the same as this.
Absolutely.
It's the same. What I'm trying to point out here is the tradition of this country in allowing or encouraging everybody to come is full of racial and religious prejudice. Going back to the very beginning, us being here, the prejudice against the Indians, the Native Americans, whatever you want to call them, who didn't worship the way the people who came over here worshiped. They worshiped the sun or some other gods. And then and there was
they
prejudice against them.
Mother Earth. Mother
worshipped Earth, the mother.
The difference between when the Italians and the Irish and the Chinese and came over in the early 1900s is that everybody tried to become an American. Now, and I don't care who it is now, it seems like people don't want to integrate into America. It seems like they want America to become whatever they came from.
Part of that is the influence of the news media. Part of that is, I think, the news media's influence. But I think you're right, because there's it's a different world. People,
people
think
don't want to speak English. I mean, start right there.
Okay, but do we know whether the Italians, when they came, they all spoke Italian, and the Irish, well, they didn't speak Irish, but
a lot of times it was you were not allowed to speak the native language at home because it was they would say, you are in America now, we speak English here.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times the second
so
generation
that's not what happens now.
Never learned the native language.
And that's the, well, I think Richie's right, that's the one difference that bugs the living you know what out of me. When I go into going back to the 7-Elevens or whatever circumstance, whatever trivialization of this that you want to have, when I look at when you go into gas stations now. I mean, there's nobody speaking English in a gas station.
Well, I mean, hey, listen, I don't care. I mean, in my house, we speak Spanish half of the time. I don't care if somebody speaks another language, but it's
well, I want to be able to run a business to be able to communicate with them.
Well, I mean, they should certainly, if they're running a business, should certainly be able to speak English to you.
Yeah. What did you start to say, though? You just started a sentence.
Well, I mean, we find a lot of situations in our neighborhood where families will come and the kids will be able to speak English and have to be the translators for the parents.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I think we made a couple of important cogent points, and that's why I brought all of this up. Food for thought on Good Day at 49 past the hour.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators' Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a local favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's a magic time of year. It really is. And even though we're sort of befuddled by the annoyance or the anger that's created by some of the situations in the world, there are people who will try to take away the magic of Christmas, and hopefully that will not be the fact. In fact, during the holidays this year, believers of all ages celebrating the joy of giving, helping make wishes come true, my pal Brian Osich is here to share with you how your family can be part of the Christmas magic.
Save the date for this year's National Believe Day on Friday, December 11th, as Macy's and Make-A-Wish team up to grant wishes across America to children with life-threatening medical conditions. Make a difference by simply dropping off your stamped letter to Santa at your local Macy's store or sending one at Macy's.com/believe. For every letter received through December 24th, Macy's will donate $1 to Make-A-Wish, up to $1 million. The giving gets even better. For National Believe Day, Macy's will offer a double donation, giving $2 for every letter received on December 11th, up to an extra $1 million beyond the existing campaign goal. Your tech-savvy kids can also learn about the spirit of giving with the new Macy's Wish Writer stylus and app, where they can design one-of-a-kind letters to Santa. Make-A-Wish will receive a $1 donation for each stylus purchase, and all letters sent through the app on December 11th will be part of the double donation. For more information, go to Macy's.com/believe. That's Lifestyles from Macy's.
Actress, singer, and humanitarian Hilary Duff is kicking off this season of giving for a good cause.
I've joined forces with Johnson & Johnson's Donate a Photo program to raise funds to support Save the Children and other nonprofit organizations.
Donate a Photo is a free app that turns something most of us do every day, sharing a photo, into a way to raise funds and awareness for the causes we care about.
I'm sharing my photo to support Save the Children's Early Step to School Success program, which gives parents and caregivers tools and training they need to give their child a strong start in learning and in life. Johnson's Baby Brand will triple all donations made to Save the Children through Donate a Photo this holiday season.
And you can do it too. Visit donateaphoto.com to learn more. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
So, are we okay?
We are. A little bonus music.
Thank you very much, Kenny. Thank you very much, Richie. Thank you very much, Roberta. John Stewart saying thank you very much to the people who were responsible for him becoming well-known. I thought this was an interesting television story. He's going to return to The Daily Show this week. He's going to be on the other side of the desk, appearing to exhort the what's going on in Congress, move on a bill, a September 11th bill, and Stewart's been an advocate for this for a long time, would ensure the health and compensation programs for September 11th first responders would continue. Some of those programs you may or may not, this got lost or clouded in the usual bebop in the news media. This is one of the more important stories, and yet, who's talking about it? And that's one of the reasons Stewart's going on the program, because he says, along with me and others who are looking at this, okay, so why aren't we talking about this? Even the people in New York aren't talking about it. Never mind outside, because we're so focused on some of this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do forget our... This is a root equation for me. This is something that people need to be paying more attention to, and we aren't. We're so lost in the quagmire of, what is going on in circumstances that we probably will actually never have to participate in. But yet we all participated September 11th, and we're disrespecting a lot of the families who are from survivors. So food for thought. Speaking of September 11th and what's happening in our country, American troops continuing to take the journey out of the military into civilian life. Here's a report on a few of the steps that they ought to take before returning back to America's workforce.
Thousands of service members are returning from active duty over the next 2 years. VP of Military External Relations for University of Phoenix, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Adam Suk, says service members should take the last 2 years of duty to plan for this transition by doing two key things.
Translate your military experience into civilian terms that a hiring manager can understand and that are relevant to the position or career you're seeking. Also, look closely at your education. If the career you want needs certain educational requirements you don't have, talk to your base education office to explore options to shore up that gap.
The goal is to help service members enter corporate America the first day after they exit.
The Transition Assistance Program will help you learn how to write a resume, master interview techniques, and access the fantastic educational benefits available to you. Also, consider looking into veteran service organizations that have robust career centers on their websites, such as AMVETS and the American Legion.
For more information, visit legion.org and amvets.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3.